Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my long-lost friend, Neely Piazza. She doesn't let friends feed kibble. Good morning, Miss Neels. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm sad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm sad because you're moving. You're moving to Missouri.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know what? You have a gorgeous place there. And so I'm so happy for you. But Dr. Jasek has moved. You're moving. And you know, I mean, I don't have any friends.
Oh, you sound like me. I don't have any friends either. But we never see each other in person anyway, except on these calls. So, you know.
I know.
And I'll have a better background there, so.
Well, you know what you're going to be able to do for folks better there than here is deal with ticks and bugs.
True, because I'm actually going to have to put my money where my mouth is and figure it out.
Right. But that's okay. That's okay. Because we all do this in life, right? We all got to figure stuff out and we get tested on things. I hate that part of life. But you know, we do.
Well, and it's not like I've never been exposed to that anyway. I mean, most people know I grew up in Texas. We had ticks all over the place, fleas, all that kind of stuff. My mom was a dog breeder, and somehow or other, we didn't have fleas and ticks in the kennel. But, you know, if you go outside of our property, we'd all come home covered with ticks. So I'm not too worried about it. I'll figure it out. But that way I'll be able to, the stuff that I tell people now, I straight up say, I don't have personal experience. But this is what I have heard from people that I believe are telling the truth. So now I'll be able to give like full on personal experience and, with a little more conviction. So that'll be good.
Yeah. You know, we are learning so much in the studies that we are in. And one of the things that I'm really becoming aware of, Neels, is that bacteria is a good thing because bacteria, whether that is Candida, whether that is H. pylori, whether that is whatever it is there for a reason.
Yep.
It is helping the body. And what traditional medicine does, even people that say they are, you know, natural paths, what do we call it? NDs. They don't even get this, evidently.
They're just regular doctors with a different acronym.
Right. That if you kill off this bacteria, you may alleviate a symptom that you are seeing, but you may be creating a
something
bigger
worse
problem. Right?
Well, yeah, that's the case in everything. That's why I say, unless you're literally, your dog's literally going to die in the next 5 minutes, don't do antibiotics.
Well,
don't do
those things. Doesn't even have to be antibiotics, Neels. I mean, there can be other things that a natural doctor might give you that would kill off this bacteria. So you and I were in Dr. Tom Cowan's class, and, you know, I asked the question about H. pylori. And I didn't mention to him about a family member who had cancer after an H. pylori incident that the naturopath killed off. But he presented this study. He was talking about this study that where they were killing off H. pylori, right? They were thinking that it was causing,
Yeah.
esophagus cancer and that sort of thing.
H. pylori has gotten a bad rap and been blamed for, like he was talking about, is been blamed for stomach ulcers and all that kind of stuff. And then also high acid being blamed for all that. And, usually when you have reflux and acid reflux and stuff like that is because you're lacking stomach acid, not because you have too much. But people insist that it's the other way around because antacids work. Well, they work in alleviating the burning in the heartburn or whatever you want to call it, but they're doing like ridiculous amounts of damage to the digestive system and the gut, and it's all backwards. I mean, I'm telling you, stay away from the freaking doctors. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, and how many vets do we see put dogs on antacids?
Exactly.
And I would like to know how many of those dogs end up with some type of cancer.
All of them.
And it just
Of
is
course.
crazy.
Yeah. But you got to look at all the rest of the factors too, because
Sure.
typically a person that's willing to put their dog on an acid blocker is also willing to give flea and tick medication or heartworm medication or antibiotics for a skin infection, quote unquote infection, or an quote unquote ear infection, or do vaccines and for maybe they're only willing to do a rabies vaccine, but still, that's just as bad as or worse than any of the rest of them. So all those play a part, but and then you're like, well, my dog is constipated, or my dog has diarrhea, or my dog is losing weight. It's like, well, yeah, you screwed up his GI system giving him those freaking acid blockers.
Yeah. It really is backwards, Niels, when you really
Totally
start
backwards.
looking. And it's hard to get your mind around. There's a lot
We're
of fear.
indoctrinated. Yeah, we're
Yeah, you're so
indoctrinated that way.
indoctrinated.
And we're taught that the body is stupid and that symptoms have to be squelched and all that. And I've been saying for years that the body is brilliant. Get out of the way. Let it do its thing. Symptoms are not the illness. Symptoms are the healing process. It's the body's strategy to heal what is happening. Do not suppress symptoms.
Yeah, they're just information. They
Right.
do freak people out. And I would say, as the Bigglesons say, get busy. You can't just pray something away. You can't just, Joe Dispenza would say, yes, you can think differently and probably a lot of symptoms would go away. But that you
Tom
can
would say that
do.
too.
Right. You can do things, right? You can get busy living or you can get busy dying. You can get busy educating yourself about pet health or you can scare yourself to death. And what I mean by that is opening up your mind and saying, all right, we know that all pharmaceuticals are damaging to the body. So help me find the
Without exception, every single one, without exception, is damaging in some way or another.
Yeah, so you can open up and say, help me find universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it. Open your mind and say, help me find the alternatives. Open up my mind so my beliefs don't keep me from looking in a certain direction. And when you look at beliefs, this is something that we have just accepted as real or true. And then the universe, it's funny. I'm really looking at the mind so much these days. The universe will confirm that, will confirm your beliefs, right? Because if you believe that your dogs can't eat bone, then you're probably going to see that that your dogs can't eat bone. I don't get this. I mean, Niels, there's such a fear, right, of bones for dogs, even small dogs. Now you got some small. What's the smallest corgi you have, weight wise?
I haven't weighed them in a while, but I don't know, probably maybe 24 pounds, maybe.
Okay, all right.
And
So,
Birdie's like 10 or 11,
okay,
so.
does Birdie eat bones?
Oh yeah.
Whole bones?
Well, chicken or duck feet. I haven't given her anything bigger than a duck foot, but yeah, she gets through. It takes her a minute, but she gets through it pretty good.
Okay, would you be concerned because Birdie is only 10 or 11 pounds that if you found a bone the size of your thumbnail in a blend, would that freak you out?
No, in fact, that's what they're getting now because I got some of those turkey necks, and I love those turkey necks, and
I know you do.
put them through the grinder with, some heart and some liver and some spleen and various other things that I dug out of the freezer. As we know, I'm trying to clean out all the freezers so I can move them, right?
Right.
The grinder gets, well, I got the 3/4 horsepower instead of the 1 horsepower, and I'm kicking myself for it. It works pretty good, but every once in a while it gets bound up. And you get these big chunks of turkey neck wrapped around the auger thing. And so yeah, there's big chunks in there.
So
And none of them have an issue with it.
I have to really talk to my pet parents, and I have to say, let me ask you a question. Is this your fear or is it a reality? Right? Is your dog choking on a bone or is it a fear? Right? And the majority of the time, it is a fear of the pet parent, or they've heard out on Facebook that dogs can't eat chicken necks because it's
Well,
going to
stay
cause.
off of Facebook.
The worry is that, these bones are going to, cut up their anal section and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, come on, guys, it's
Well,
surrounded by crap.
if you give them acid blockers, then that maybe, but otherwise, that's ridiculous. I mean, those bones are going to be so soft and rubbery as they go through, and they're coated in, they're coated in mucus and the other stuff that's coming out. That's not, yeah,
You know
that's.
what I think is happening is when they're picking up their dog's poop, with a baggie and they're feeling it and they're going, "Oh my God, that's hard. Those bones are hard in the poop."
Yeah, well.
So anyway, I'm seeing it more and more. And then, someone actually said in our beef blend, right? That one of the beef blends, and we have several. That they could determine that it was a weight-bearing bone versus like a beef neck or something like that. How can you determine, Niels, that it's a weight-bearing bone from a piece of bone that's about the size of your nail bed? How can you determine that?
If you have a weight-bearing bone, any weight-bearing bone in there, it's from a bone saw. It's not from a grinder, so it's going to be powder. 'Cause there you can't grind those.
Right. And I would always say, well, let me see your evidence, as Tom would say. What's your evidence? Show me the evidence. I'm willing to look at it. We're always willing to look at it, but just because it is a thought doesn't make it a reality. I get it. When there are dogs being killed, like in Purina's food and, where there are toxins in all of the different kibbles. I mean, that's something that I would definitely scream about. But I will say this, when you have an unsubstantiated fear and you're feeding as nature would provide,
Right.
right, then you might want to kind of rethink that. Because I said to a pet parent the other night, I said, here's what's happening in the industry because of the fear of bacteria, right?
Yeah.
You have the pasteurized, raw food now. And because of the fear of bones, you have some manufacturers that are saying, well, instead of, why don't I just put fishbone in there? Why don't I just put this in there?
Yeah.
Or the advent of bone meal or, all these kind of things. The industry in everything changes due to the consumer.
Yeah.
It just does. And is it really what you want?
And the FDA is ready to pounce on anything they can do to squash raw food manufacturers. Well, any excuse they can find, they're ready to jump on it. So,
sure.
All these people that are being, I know people don't like when I say this, but being stupid about all this stuff is, you know, causing us to lose the ability to get real live raw food. And it's really irritating.
Well, or what's happening, Niels, is you've got raw pet food companies selling out to private equity groups. So
yeah, that is that too.
We Feed Raw sold out, right? And so you see what happens when that happens, guys, is dollars and cents become extremely important because you have investors. They've invested in the company and they're going to squeeze it so they get every little last half penny out of there.
But look at what, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm sure some of it has to do with money, but some places that sell out to corporate entities like that are pushed into it by what we were just talking about. They can't continue the way they're going because of the ridiculousness surrounding all the fear-mongering and oh, you have to check this source and you have to check that source. And oh my gosh, if the cow had one piece of GMO corn, it's going to kill your dog and all that other nonsense. And the company, the smaller company, can't continue because of that pressure. And so they're kind of forced to do that. I'm not saying it's okay. But pushing companies to that point is reducing, and actually, in a lot of cases, eliminating the availability of real food.
Well, so, you and I talked about this a lot, where some of the big raw dog food voices out there, right?
Yeah, they're causing a lot of...
And,
yeah.
You know, and then what's going to happen, people are going to turn around and go, wow, my dog's not as healthy as it used to be. Well...
Gee, I wonder why. Now you push yourself into a corner where in order to get real food, you're just going to have to raise your own cow. Oh, God, I hope it doesn't come to that. I don't want to have to raise cows.
Hey, we did that interview with David Parker and Don Lester on What Really Makes You Ill.
Yeah, that was fun.
YouTube took that video down. They wouldn't let it. They wouldn't let it. I've never been, you know, I suspect that YouTube hasn't really looked at all my stuff, but yeah, they pulled that. They didn't even let that one go up.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they're on the radar.
Yeah.
Probably just because they were in there.
And here's the thing, guys. You can find it on our Rumble page. So just go over to Rumble. What Really Makes You Ill.
It's still on the audio platforms though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the audio platforms. You can find that anywhere, but the video is out there too on our Rumble page, Raw Dog Food and Company. Raw Dog Food and Company. I just say that because people get that one wrong. So I thought that was interesting. I never had a strike before. That's I feel honored.
Yeah, it's a badge of honor for sure. That's funny.
So I want to ask you about homeopathy, because homeopathy is what you are knee deep in. You are a certified homeopathic practitioner. You've got some real success stories in homeopathy through your own experiences.
Yeah,
like when you had your car wreck, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's all I used was homeopathy, chiropractic, and massage. That's all I did. I've had reports from, I was just talking about this yesterday, two or three people that from moderate to severe skin itch problems that have had pretty significant improvement success. So that's fantabulous. Had one that had a bizarre, I don't know, I'm not even real sure what it was, but it sort of a neuromuscular degenerative kind of thing, and we kind of talked through diagnosis a little bit, and she had some pretty significant success too, and managed to get her dog completely off of steroids and the pharmaceuticals that she was having to give him. So that was a fantastic success story. Of course, like we said earlier, I'm moving, so my house is in total chaos. There's boxes everywhere. We're packing stuff up. The dogs are like, "What are we doing? What's going on? What's happening?" I have company, and then I had more company yesterday, and everybody got all excited, and they got into this little tussle, and we ended up with two with massive puncture wounds on their legs and not walk, not able to walk, not able to move, all kinds of crazy stuff. So we did homeopathy, and this was yesterday. We did homeopathy multiple times an hour for most of the afternoon yesterday, and once more this morning, and both of them are barely limping now. They couldn't walk. Neither one of them could walk yesterday
Good
at all.
night. And you know, if that happened in most homes, I think they'd be rushed to the vet, right?
Both would have been at the emergency vet, spent thousands of dollars, had dogs drugged up on antibiotics and who knows what, and they still would be uncomfortable and drugged out and and I have one laying on the couch next to me, and the other one's laying on the floor chewing on a bone. And they both, against my wishes, they both have jumped off of the bed. They limped it for 4 or 5 steps after they landed from that. But, with five, I couldn't stop them quite fast enough from doing that. They're fine. No swelling, no heat. I mean, they're sore, but
Of
they
course.
had massive puncture wounds. No temperature. Yeah,
But even
nothing.
if they did have temperature, that would just be a little bit of a sign that they're going through the healing process.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
But
right.
this is why I think it's so important that people really understand the value of what you do, Niels, because you can look at you look at things outside of the typical box. You have the tools. You actually practice what you preach, and not only in your dogs, but in yourself. But
Oh yeah. I had to everybody got aconite immediately, including me. So we all had to calm down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, there's Hazel. She's walking around right now.
I
Hard
was
to
listening to
do.
the Terrain Theory podcast, and there was a homeopath on there, and I thought about you. She couldn't clear up her daughter's ear infection, and the antibiotics and everything were just making it worse and worse and worse. So finally, she got, this information in regards to homeopathy, and it was like it worked so well that she was like, I got to know more about this, right?
Game changer, right? Yeah.
And she became a practitioner. And
That's awesome.
I mean, her energy and her excitement around it are just amazing. And I find that you are doing the same thing. And one thing that she did say was that because of COVID, because of this distrust in the whole medical community, that homeopathy is really getting this resurgence and really getting this awareness that they deserve, that this
Yeah,
form
it's
of
super powerful. It's a super powerful modality, and people get, I don't understand. People get freaked out about it. It's like, oh my gosh, the internet says that it's unproven and that it's toxic and blah 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 blah.
Right,
Like, well,
and the internet says that COVID is vaccines
I
are
know.
awesome.
If somebody was asking me about that, well, this doesn't look, this looks scary. And I said, what side are you on? And she said, PubMed, and I'm like, welcome to the people who brought you COVID and the COVID vaccine and recommend blah,
Rabies.
blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay, fair point.
Right? I mean, you know, and Tom said this, and I think this is a good point for folks to remember that the people or even the sites, okay, that give you some good information, they also are wrong on a lot of things. But he's saying that just
Oh, yeah.
because somebody is wrong on a lot of stuff doesn't mean that they're not right on some things.
Right.
So, because if they were wrong all the time, you would never listen to them. And so there are these sites that give some information that is factual, that is provable, that has evidence behind it. But then they have a sphincter load of information that is non-provable and non-factual and nonsensical.
Yeah, straight
You
up.
know,
Yeah.
but I'm like, homeopathy, there are absolutely no negative effects that are in conjunction with homeopathy. So I'm not certain why, and
That's
I hate to
why
say,
there's a that's why the again why the FDA is
trying to kill that too.
trying to kill it. But I mean, homeopathy's been around for over 200 years. It's been around way longer than modern medicine has. I would recommend, if you're curious about homeopathy, a place to start, just joyatcalabrese.com. And she has a lot of basic information. I'm going to start doing gateway classes. And a lot of us that, the people that I've gone through a lot of this with, there's a couple of different people that are going to teach gateway classes, but I'm going to aim mine, spin it more towards more applicable to pets than, I mean, it's all applicable to people and pets. It's all the same, but it, it'll be have a more of an animal bend to it than the typical offering will. So, with the examples and with the experience, because a lot of times it's kind of like acupressure, it's the same with animals and people, but you have to translate the symptoms and the body parts and the behaviors and all that from one to the other. It's the same modality, it's the same energetics, it's the same treatment per se, but you have to be able to interpret from the animal to the person, or vice versa, in order to do the right thing, if that makes sense.
So, what website did you just say?
JoetteCalabrese.com.
All right. So, are your gateway classes going to be on her website?
No, my gateway classes are probably going to be on your website.
Yeah, and your website, which
And
is
mine, yeah.
right, and you
But
and
I am findable there. I mean, they have a find a homeopath, and they have alumni sites and all that kind of thing. So if you, I don't remember what the link part is, but I'm definitely, my bio and my contact information and all that stuff is available through her, because I've been a part of her program for quite a while.
it's so
Yeah.
exciting, because you know, Niels, I mean, something is not right. And we know something is not right. You have all of these dogs and all of these cats. Now, outside of the food, there's other toxins that are going in their body. And this is something that you have to be aware of, and then you have to make some decisions about, right? Because we want to keep our pets here as long as possible. We want to keep them as healthy as possible. So either we have to learn how to deal with pushback, being called, you know, terrible pet parents or whatever, because we're not, you know, or we're endangering other animals because we're not doing a rabies or we're not doing this. You know, where have we heard that? You know, that take a clue from what just happened from the whole COVID debacle, how people
Right.
reacted, how maybe even some of our listeners thought. Right? Maybe they thought, oh my gosh, you know, not wearing a mask, you're going to infect me. Or there are still people that say, I can't put my puppy down because some sort of bad virus or bacteria is going to jump on
Might
him.
get on our feet, yeah, right?
Right. And so I would say take a deeper dive in to the terrain theory. And again, I really like this podcast called Terrain Theory. They interview a
Yeah,
lot of
it's pretty good.
people.
I've listened to it some. They've had some good episodes.
Yeah, they've had some really good episodes on there. You can listen to Tom Cowan, Andy Kaufman, Daniel Roitis, Amanda Vollmer, the Bigglesons. I'm sure you've got more folks. And here's the thing. What I'm discovering is that terrain theory may be coming to the forefront right now. But if you look at like Dr. Harvey Bigelson's work, he was talking about that a long time ago, right? He was saying, look, your issues change based on your terrain, and your terrain is what's inside and outside, right? What
Well,
you
I think that's how the whole idea of a quote unquote immune system started because when I was in school, when sickness and contagion and all that didn't follow the rules, oh, it's because you have a stronger immune system, which was code for your terrain is healthier, your terrain is more normal and is not compromised or whatever. That's what they used to call it back then, I mean, I remember professors talking about it when I was in school initially, but just FYI, so you guys know, there's no such thing as an immune system, and antibodies are not specific, and
specific.
there's like six of them, and they're healing proteins. They're not specific to certain antigens. That's all a bunch of hooey. Kind of follows. That's how that whole idea of a quote unquote a strong immune system got started was initially it was like, oh, your terrain is not conducive to illness or whatever, and it just sort of snowballed from there. But it's finally starting to come back because it's pretty obvious that, and we've gone through this whole germ theory multiple times in history, and it's always been proven a big fat zero. So
I know. I think the whole mad cow disease that David Parker was talking about, and it is so obvious when you really look at it, and obviously,
remember all
right.
the stuff they were making up when that was going on, trying to make it fit the model? Remember that? Oh, it's not bacteria, it's prions. Well, what's a prion? Well, we don't know, but that's what it is. Give us a minute, we'll figure it out. And they just sort of making shit up right and left, trying to force it into this dogmatic model that is totally wrong.
Well, we have the bird flu right now, right?
Oh
So
yeah.
this whole thing about
This
bird
infecting
flu.
cows. Bird flu that infects cows. Come on, people. How
Right.
ridiculous does it have to get?
So there was an article that I don't remember who put it out now, but it was an article where these cats on the farm drank the milk from a dairy cow and they were all died. Therefore, that cow had the bird flu.
Had the bird flu.
I was like, well, that's kind of a big leap. And the article went on to say, well, we have tested, this pasteurized milk in some places, and yes, it has this bird flu virus. And you're like, well, show me the evidence of how you actually found a virus. Because we Dr. Cowan and Kaufman and everybody, they're like, just show me the virus first. You can't find it. You can't
And then
blame
they're
it on
like,
it if you can't find it.
we sequenced it. It was like, well, how do you sequence something that you don't have already? I mean, you can't. Yeah, it's a total circular nonsense. They just keep running around in circles, and I don't know why people can't see that.
Well, it is hard to see though, Niels. I mean, it really is. When you're not when you When we've been told this for so long, it's like, well, something made them sick, and the doctors have the test of these antigens, so it must be that. And you're like, well, is it possible that they made the antibodies and they made the whole thing conform to a story? Whether is it possible? Is it possible that they kept seeing this thing? And so they say, like rabies, a dog's foaming at the mouth. Well, is it possible that he was poisoned? Is it possible that he is deficient? Is it possible that he was abused? Are these symptoms possible someplace else? And then take where's the rabies virus? Where did you get that from? How did you get it out of the dog? Where did you, and did you take it and put it in a healthy dog and he became rabid all of a
Oh,
sudden?
yeah. And why is it that you have to euthanize the dog, which tell me that doesn't change things internally, but you have to euthanize the dog and then send their head off to a lab to see if it has to see if he's infected with rabies? I mean, come on.
Because your body
Viruses
is.
are so contagious that you have to stand 6 feet apart and you face the other way and wear a mask and all this. And yet you have to euthanize the dog, cut off his head, and send its head to wherever to have its. Come on. Come on.
Because the virus doesn't go past the esophagus area or what?
Well, yeah. So, yeah.
Because
So
Pasteur made that
yeah.
up and put, made it a brain thing because, drilling a hole in anybody's brain and putting anything in it, is not cause for foaming at the mouth.
Right. And it's pretty common fact that, or commonly known fact that any vaccine causes can and often does cause hydrocephalus. So that would make anybody crazy, right? And sick and incredibly painful and act erratically, all that. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I had someone ask me the other day. They said, "Look, we're getting a puppy. Which vaccines would you recommend?" And I said, "Well,
None.
let me." I said, "Well, let me ask you this way: How do you feel about injecting formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum, other type of proteins from other animals into your dog? How do you feel about that?" Well, I don't think that's a good idea. Okay.
So don't, yeah, there you go. There's your
There you
answer.
go.
Most people, and I think a lot of doctors and vets think that if you ask them what's in a vaccine, they'll say saline and antigen. It's like, yeah,
I think you're missing a few.
that's not true.
Can we pull out the
So.
manufacturer's MSDS sheet and take a look at the ingredients? Because maybe you're helping your vet, maybe you're helping to educate them.
If they printed it, remember initial there for the first however long it was, the COVID vaccine inserts were blank.
That should have been a clue. Here's your
I
sign.
know, right? I kept hearing that and I'm like, that can't be true that they left it blank. I mean, not, I'm like, how is that legal? And how is it that somebody would see that and still you, I mean, I didn't believe it for the longest time that was actually true. I thought, oh, this is people going off the deep end, making stuff up on the other end, right? But I guess it actually was true. But I couldn't bring, even I couldn't really believe that one. I'm like, why, how is that? Well, that just shows you how deep the corruption is.
Right? You will allow things to be put in your body without even knowing what it is. But when you know it is meat, bones, organ, and fat that you're feeding your dog, you
You
know what it
freak
is. It
out.
says it right there. You
Yeah.
know what a heart
But
is. You know
God
what kidney.
forbid there's one kernel of GMO corn in there because my dog's gonna die.
I've asked you this question
Gotta
before.
learn, relearn, re re prioritize their thinking.
Right? People
Oh,
have,
don't
go
think
ahead.
I think GMO corn is okay. I don't. That's not what I'm saying. But I would rather have GMO corn than vaccines or pharmaceuticals or
Well,
something like that. If I
and here's
had to
the,
choose,
and really, Niels, I would like the studies. I would like to see how much of the GMO corn actually transfers after an animal is slaughtered
after
and
it's gone, yeah. I mean, you can see there are studies that show the direct effect on the animal that's eating it, but once it's actually passed through an animal at one point, and then that animal is consumed. I think it's probably a little bit different at that point.
Well, you guys, I really think that you want to have a consult with Neely Piazza if your dog has already gone through rounds of injections, vaccines, flea and tick, heartworm. How do we get them off of these toxins? If you have symptoms that you can't figure out, Neely, this is her expertise. If you want to help your animals terrain without using pharmaceuticals, you want to be working with Neely Piazza. And you don't have to wait for her gateway classes. She's a gateway to health right now. Okay. So you want to get over to Whole, WHOLE, wholeanimalwellness.com. You can also find her on my site, Raw Dog Food and Company, in our expert section or at the bottom of the page. Here are our experts. And work with her. You get a huge bang for your buck. Right. I don't know anybody that has come back and said, you know what? I paid for this consult and it was just rubbish, or I didn't get enough, or it didn't make sense. I've never heard that.
I haven't either. Oh, we
Right.
changed it.
Uh-oh, here
We went
comes.
wrong.
But you can work with Neely Piazza. And listen, guys, you got to get your dog on a species appropriate diet. You got to get them off the kibble, the Benefol. Somebody asked me yesterday, they were like, well, is Benefol bad? And
Oh, gosh.
I was like, well, you got to get them off the kibble, the cooked diets, all of that crap. Let's get them on what nature intended. You can do that right here at Raw Dog Food and Company, because you know what? Your pet's health is our business. And friends like my friend who's moving to Missouri, but still going to be my friend even when she moves to New Missouri. She doesn't let friends feed kibble, right, Niels?
That's right.
All right. Well, happy moving. And there may be a little gap in hearing from Niels until she gets reestablished, but don't worry, she can still help you right now at wholeanimalwellness.com. Okay, Niels, happy packing.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap. Snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.